This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Here's Ellie Kemper from Kimmy Schmidt and The Office with a little aspirational story called If I Were a Ballerina.
Deep down, I've always known that I have what it takes to be a ballerina. In fact, when I see other ballerinas, it's hard not to feel a little smug. Here these guys are, thinking they're so great. And here I am, confident that I would be better. For example, I'd know everything there is to know about ballet. You'd quiz me on a ballet fact, and I'd know it instantly. Something like, who was the first person to blah, blah, ballet something? Before you even finished asking your question, I'd say, this person! And you'd look up the answer, and I would be right. Every time. If I were a ballerina, I wouldn't broadcast it. I would grand jeter to and fro, here and there. I would grand jeter all over town. You're probably thinking, but wouldn't that let people know that you're a ballerina right away? Jesus, I would grand jeter very quietly, all right? I would grand jeter so quietly that if you noticed and thought something of it, like maybe that I was a ballerina and you happened to be impressed by that, well, that would be on you for looking, wouldn't it? If I were a ballerina, I'd work tirelessly at my craft. Why do you work so hard when you're already an incredible ballerina? Friends would ask. I'd smile and respond, my friend, how do you think I became an incredible ballerina? By lying around like some lazy piece of Is that how you think I became an incredible ballerina? I would also do charity ballet things if I were a ballerina. Put a tutu on a shelter dog, teach a tutu-wearing shelter dog to plie, enter a tutu-wearing plie shelter dog in a contest, win. And then Jessica from work would hear about all the good I was doing on top of being an incredible ballerina, and she'd be like, ugh! Yes, if I were a ballerina, even my very worst enemies would have to admit, she's good at what she does. Ballet.
That's Ellie Kemper performing If I Were a Ballerina, a story written for The New Yorker's Daily Shouts by Kelly Conaboy.